Have you ever felt a heavy weight of guilt for something you did? Or felt the humiliation of being caught doing something you thought no one would ever catch you doing? I have. And I thought I'd never recover from the shame. In John chapter 8, we meet a woman whose shameful act is punishable by death. Jesus sits teaching a large crowd gathered around him in the temple courtyard. Suddenly, a woman is shoved into his presence. "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery," the religious leaders cry. "In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now what do you say?" They couldn't fool Jesus. If they were interested in keeping the law, where was the man the woman was caught with? The law of Moses demanded that both be stoned. No, these religious leaders were simply using the woman as a means to trick Jesus. After a long pause, Jesus said, "He who is without sin, cast the first stone." All the men left conscience-stricken, aware of their own failure to live up to the law. Why do you think the woman chose to remain with Jesus? She must have felt accepted and safe with him. And then he spoke some of the most beautiful and comforting words ever heard. "Neither do I condemn you." Forgiven. She didn't deny her guilt, therefore Jesus could extend his gift of salvation to her. One young woman I met asked if she would have to change her lifestyle to become a Christian. You don't become a Christian by trying to be good, because Jesus said he came to save sinners. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 assures us that we can only be forgiven by God's grace, not by good works. Verse 10 explains that only through Jesus Christ do we accomplish anything good. Jesus said very clearly to the adulterous woman, "Go now and leave your life of sin." That which she had neither the desire nor strength to do before was now possible because of Christ's forgiveness and grace. This woman, who was thrust into the presence of Christ in humiliation and shame, walked home a daughter of the King of Kings. Dear listener, if you have never done so before, won't you admit your guilt to Jesus and experience forgiveness and the new beginning he offers? Remember the words, "Neither do I condemn you. Go now and leave your life of sin." Until Monday, for the Navigators, I'm Helene Ashker.